Our next speaker today is Andrew Murray. He's from the Stop the War Coalition, and he's one of the main sponsors, which is the War Coalition, one of the main sponsors for this rally. Andrew Murray, please.
Thank you. I'm proud on behalf of the Stop the War Coalition to bring greetings to this great rally. The Coalition has always worked side by side with Palestine Solidarity, the Muslim Association of Britain and other organisations here today for peace and justice in the Middle East. We have always said that peace and justice are indivisible. And the government should remember that when 2 million people marched in London on February the 15th, it was for two slogans: stop the war, freedom for Palestine. That is what the British people want. And we can see now that, contrary to the lies told by the government, the war has not brought peace, has not brought justice in the Middle East. But how could it be otherwise when the same powers that laid waste Iraq are the same powers that are supporting and sponsoring the state terrorism of the Israeli government against the Palestinian people? That war has been a catastrophe. Every week in Iraq today, hundreds of civilians are being killed, on top of the thousands, men, women and children, destroyed in the brutal bombing of Iraq by the American and British governments. Iraq today is suffering from a double looting, a looting carried on under the noses of US troops, of its national treasures, the artifacts of Arab and human civilization, and a second looting, a looting underway of its wealth and resources by US big business coming in under a US occupation government to seize Middle Eastern oil and the Iraqi people's wealth. So the Stop the War Coalition stands side by side with all those Iraqis saying, end the occupation now. Let the Iraqi people decide the future of their country. We can also say this war was a fraud. Where are the weapons of mass destruction that the war was supposed to be about? There are no more weapons of mass destruction in Iraq than there are socialists in Tony Blair's cabinet. And the British people can see more clearly than ever that they have been lied to by the government. We were lied to about the weapons of mass destruction. We were lied to that this war would be backed by the United Nations. And we were lied to that the invasion would be welcomed by the Iraqi people. And the same people are now lying when they pretend they are going to bring justice to the Palestinian people. You will get no justice from George Bush and Tony Blair. And so the Stop the War Coalition is staying in business. We are going to be organising a national demonstration here in London in September to say end the occupation of Iraq, to say justice for the Palestinians, and to say no more war, whether it's against Syria, Iran, Cuba, North Korea, whoever Bush and Blair want to attack next. And I would just like to say one final thing. I would like to make it clear today the solidarity of the Stop the War Coalition with George Galloway. He's been prosecuted for speaking the opinions of millions of British people, not just against the war, but in his lifelong campaign of solidarity with the Palestinian people. He has been persecuted for saying that the Emperor in Downing Street has no clothes. And it is not George Galloway that is bringing the Labour Party into disrepute. It is Tony Blair, Jack Straw, Jeff Hoon, and the other lying imperialists who are betraying the values of the British Labour movement. So once again, thank you very much. And I pledge again, the Stop the War Coalition will stand in solidarity with the Palestine Solidarity Campaign, in justice for the Middle East, freedom for Palestine.